For those of us pining for the sights and sounds of spring, there's an event happening in Burlington tomorrow night featuring Buster Olney, a senior correspondent for ESPN.com. He'll be part of a panel discussion by the Vermont Lake Monsters with former Red Sox scout and current director of player personnel for the LA Dodgers, Galen Carr. He lives in Burlington. And Tim Neverett, play-by-play announcer for the Red Sox radio network. The proceeds will benefit the Vermont Community Foundation, which, by the way, is a VPR underwriter. Buster Olney is a Vermonter who grew up in Randolph Center, and I asked him if there was a single A affiliate like the Lake Monsters when he was a kid and whether he ever saw them play.
They did have an affiliate at that time, the Cincinnati Reds, with the parent team, and it's amazing through the years how many players they've talked to who talk about playing their first games in Vermont. The other day I was working on a piece and I was with the Indians shortstop Francisco Lindor. And the first trip he made, he said, and the way he described it, he said, yeah, I went to someplace, Burlington, Vermont. And it was like he was talking about a different country, and I burst out laughing. I said, yeah, that's an hour from my house. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't go to Centennial Field until I was an adult because I grew up, on a dairy farm, the most boring family ever. We never went anywhere because we were always on the farm. And so it was always on my bucket list, and I finally got to go there a few years back, courtesy of the Lake Monsters.
As a Red Sox fan, Buster, the playoffs, the World Series couldn't have gone any better for me. But when I think about the 2018 season objectively, what stands out to me is that there were a handful of very good teams, Red Sox, Yankees, Dodgers, and a whole lot of really bad ones. I mean, how do you see the state of baseball overall when there were so many teams like the Orioles, the Reds, the Rangers, not even necessarily small market clubs that were really out of the playoff race so early on?
Yeah, last winter, Jerry DePoto, who is the general manager of the Seattle Mariners, described the state of baseball, I thought, perfectly. He said, it feels like there's as much of a race for the number one pick in the draft, in other words, to be at the bottom of the standings, as there is to win the World Series. And let's face it, there are probably 6 to 8 teams in baseball that have been tanking in recent years. I think it's terrible. I thought for sure that there would be an adjustment, anti-tanking measures taken. That didn't happen. I do hope that moving forward they do address that, because I think that for fans of the team, some of the teams you mentioned, you want to have more reason for hope.
Another issue that Major League Baseball officials say they're trying to deal with is about speeding up the game. Are they serious about that, and do you think it's necessarily a thing they have to do?
Mitch, they absolutely have to do it. I spoke at my old high school last spring to students, and there were about 100 in the room that were same age as my son, who's 14. I said, how many of you would watch a baseball game from the first pitch to the last pitch? And I felt like I asked them if they wanted to serve a 5-year prison sentence, right?
Wow.
Just the reaction. And I said to them, I said, you guys are the target for what baseball is trying to do. And so they are, I think, in the next couple of years, going to introduce a pitch clock, maybe 18 to 20 seconds between pitches. And it's interesting to hear this perspective of my son, who says, I think that'll help. You'll know when you watch a baseball game that action is coming. There's just too much standing around right now. And people with Major League Baseball absolutely recognize that.
Buster, at the time that you and I are speaking right now, two of the biggest free agent names on the market, outfielder Bryce Harper and third baseman Manny Machado, are still unsigned. And I need to ask about something that Machado's agent said recently regarding your reporting for ESPN, that the Chicago White Sox were prepared to offer Machado a multi-year deal in the range of about $175 million. Now, Machado has been rumored to be seeking a contract far richer than that, in the range of like $300 million. The agent essentially said that you were being duped by the owners in your reporting.
Right.
He said that the sources you spoke with are blatantly violating the collective bargaining agreement by intentionally misleading you or just flat out lying. Do you stand by your story?
100%. I stand by the story, and it was funny because after Dan Lozano was the agent, put out that statement, I got a number of texts from other agents and people in baseball saying, boy, that was over the top. And I said, look, I don't take it personally because I know how much pressure he's under. You mentioned the expectation for what Manny was going to get this winter, and that just hasn't evolved. And what so many teams, I think, in the last 3 or 4 years have decided is those big long-term 8 to 10-year deals, they don't pay off most of the time. And so I think that both those players, the reason why they're not signed is it's clear their agents are not getting anything close to what they expected to have gotten.
Finally, Buster, I just can't believe how good the Yankees bullpen is going to be next year, and I'm pretty bummed out, I have to say, that the Red Sox didn't try to sign Adam Ottavino as the Yankees did. What's the latest on the Red Sox potentially returning Craig Kimbrell to the fold as their closer? And you think the Sox maybe missed out on an opportunity by not going after Ottavino?
Just before I came on with you, I spoke with Dave Dombrowski, who's the president of baseball ops for the Boston Red Sox, and he mentioned, you know, that the bullpen is something they're still looking at. The reality is for the Red Sox is they got a lot of credit card bills coming due. They're at the back end of some expensive contracts. They had the highest payroll in baseball last year. And so while I do think that they're keeping an open mind on Kimbrel and some of the other relievers in the market, the fact is they probably don't have that much money to spend. They'll make incremental additions. On paper, no question about it, that's going to be a big advantage for the Yankees over the Red Sox. Their bullpen is going to be awesome.
Of course, it's easy for me to criticize Dave Dombrowski. I didn't win a World Series as he delivered one for the Red Sox. Buster Olney is a senior correspondent for ESPN.com. He'll be appearing with former Red Sox scout and current L.A. Dodgers director of player personnel Galen Carr and play-by-play announcer for the Red Sox radio network Tim Neverett at the Main Street Landing Performing Arts Center tomorrow at 6 p.m. Buster, thank you so much for the time.
Mitch, I always love talking with you.